Fly local, fly Sheridan.
Saddle up for Chris Ledoux Days, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. The rodeo starts at 1:30 p.m. with exciting saddle bronc and bareback riding competitions leading up to the street dance and party with Ned Ledoux, Kip Attaway, and Sawyer Brown. Admission is $35 for both the rodeo and dance, or $20 for the dance only. Proceeds benefit college and high school rodeo scholarships and Make-A-Wish Wyoming. Chris Ledoux Days, Saturday, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty. Present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. So grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Hi, my name is Beckton Sillers. This is my fifth year in 4-H. Did you know that you can join 4-H with a pocket pet? What is a pocket pet, you ask? You have a frog, bird, hamster, bearded dragon, turtle, or guinea pig? Those are the few of many options. We'd love to invite you to join us for our project meetings, new or returner to 4-H. We welcome all of those who are interested or want to learn more. Join us at the Extension Office June 10th at 6 p.m.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, June 5th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
How you been?
Doing great. We are in summer now.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it's so wonderful. It's interesting because I am like, wait, which one of my kids is going to what camp at what time? But I got to do the camp in the park last night, and there was almost 30 kiddos there eating dilly bars. It was ninjas, so we had some balloons that had ninja faces on them that we'd blown up, and they all got their homemade nunchucks, and they were beating them up, and they were going under the laser. And I just got home, and I was like, this is it?
Yeah.
This is so great. And the parents, you know, are hanging out together, and it's just a good time. And so I love summer.
Yeah, Summer in the Park is a partnership with the food group, correct?
Yes.
Now, just so folks kind of know, and maybe we have to remind the folks, this was organized, I want to say, 3 years ago. I think this is your third year, isn't it?
I think it's our fourth, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time is getting away from me.
I know.
But the kids show up to North Heights Park.
Yeah, no registration. Show up on your bike. Show up with your grandma. Show up with your friends. We get tons of kids that, you know, they're there most weeks. But if it doesn't work some weeks, no worries. But it's literally like camp doesn't have to fit within the structure of our typical camps.
Yeah.
Camps can like, you know, pop up. They can just evolve wherever there are kids. And so I just really appreciate the food group's participation in it. Brock with Dairy Queen has been donating dilly bars this entire time.
That's amazing.
And talk about like a perfect start to a little pop-up camp. Everybody grab a dilly bar and then we'll do the activities.
Yeah.
And they're always themed. And so next week is face painting. And you know, they love the egg weeks because we do egg Russian roulette with boiled and raw eggs and then run through the sprinklers. Just all those things that if you think about being a kid, like what was great? We try to like just put into like this little tiny camp that has no strings attached.
Yeah. And it's one of those memories that they're going to take with them for the rest of their lives.
Well, I hope
too.
So. Yeah.
I really do think that. Now, how are the other camps going?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had our camp training this week for our counselors for the majority of our camp. So that's really exciting to see the staff we have for resident camp and for day camp. But at the same time, we have other camps going on, so such as our track camp. So we partner with the all the coaches for the junior high track. And they put on a whole week of letting the elementary kiddos try out every field event, every running event, you know, jump over the pole. What's that called?
Pole vaulting? Or
not
like
pole
the
vaulting,
hurdle?
Like the, I don't know what it's called. But anyways, I need to go to camp.
Hurdles?
Hurdles.
Oh, and hurdles, yes. All of the, and today they'll have their little track meet, and the junior high track kiddos volunteer, and so they have someone to look up to. It's super cool. And then in the afternoons, like, we have our SAGE partnership, and so it's a tiny art gallery this week with Ashley Cooper as the instructor, and they're making literally, like, I saw the little tables, the little wooden tables that their little tiny easels will go on. It's just it's a mini art.
Yeah.
And so I just, all the different things that are available to kids, and I mean, I am certainly a consumer. My kids are going back and forth between camps. It's just cool. You know, in the morning, they're practicing hurdles. In the afternoon, I'm like, do they have tiny little paintbrushes? I'm not for sure, but it's just super cool.
Now, you and I have spoken this year about camp counselors. Mm-hmm. I believe it was last year. You were maybe even 2 years ago. Time's getting away from me. We were looking for more females. Mm-hmm. This year, you were looking for more male camp counselors. Did you get those slots filled before you guys kicked it off?
Of course, we did get all of our slots filled. And then as these things happen, we had a counselor, a female counselor, I think she was from the south part of the United States, wasn't able to come up. So we are still looking for one female counselor. We're okay. We would just be better with one more female counselor so they get breaks, you know, those kind of pieces. But it's interesting, you know, it's a personality type to think of. I get to spend my summer up in the mountains, hiking with kids, watching them, you know, those little successes like climbing the rock wall or kayaking for the first time. And either that's your thing or it's not your thing.
Yeah.
And I think if it is, this will fill your bucket completely.
Now, speaking of events, you've actually got a partnership. Is this a partnership with Century 21?
Yeah. So kind of the origins, Bruce and Rosemary have always been amazing supporters of the YMCA with Century 21. And years ago, they had a similar thing where Century 21 is a national organization will sponsor something. So they sponsored, gosh, it's been quite a while ago, the Olympic bobsled team. And so as part of that sponsorship, they purchased so many sleds. I want to say we had 200 sleds.
Wow.
Really great sleds. Like the sleds my kids got, we still sled on. And we had a huge sledding day. And all the kids sled and they had to take their sleds home. And it was just really cool. So now they are sponsoring. They're the official partner of the Major League Soccer this year. And so to go along with that, we're going to have a huge soccer celebration. Century 21 is going to provide soccer balls to every kiddo who comes.
How cool is that?
Super cool. And we're going to have food and music and tons of soccer themed activities for kids. And what's great is soccer has long traditions in Sheridan, both at the YMCA, but also Storm Soccer has been just, you know, a cornerstone in our community. We have adult soccer leagues. We have an awesome high school team as well. And all the different soccer groups are coming together to like put on the activities, be there. I think the chamber is going to have folks dressed up maybe as refs. We're going to have, you know, sprinklers going and really just that kickoff to summer. And again, it will be in lieu of our usual camp in the park that week. So we're encouraging families to come down to the Y instead, and we'll have dilly bars there and full dinner. I mean, I think we're grilling up burgers. It's just awesome. And then there'll be a grand prize, you know, for those who come, that someone will be drawn to get a chance to go to Denver to a Major League Soccer game.
Wow.
tickets for a family and some of those pieces that go along with traveling. So, I mean, it's just super cool, and we're excited that they always think about the why and want to partner with us because it's just a wonderful event to tie ourselves to.
And Liz, this sounds like a major summer event. This isn't like a little thing.
I mean, no,
you've got
no.
so many people involved.
If you know
this.
The folks down at Century 21, they go big. And it's really awesome, and it's been contagious, and we're just super excited because soccer is one of those kind of universal things. You know, the
so
equipment.
Many kids play it.
We've got tons of equipment. Kids can be scholarshiped. You know, it's kind of this great equalizer of you can look out and be like, there's 300 kids out here being mm-hmm. active. And then you add Storm and all the other groups together. And it is such a cool, healthy thing that has went on in Sheridan for decades.
Now, when is all this going to take place, my friend?
So it is on June 23rd. From 4 to 7 p.m. on the fields that are right next to the YMCA. So we have, you know, our pool, and there's kind of a little sun deck, and we have a huge green space. So we're going to take that all over. There'll be, you know, kick the soccer ball onto the huge Velcro dartboard. There'll be different drills. There's, you know, like a shootout, parents versus kiddos.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
All sorts of, you know, like dribbling, you know, exercises, different things like that. Who can kick the ball the farthest, kind of like the boot kickoff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. And bring your swimsuit. I mean, I think we have a massive rainbow sprinkler that's going to be in the middle. It's just so fun.
This sounds like it's going to be a great time.
I mean, I'm pumped.
And this is and it's completely free. No one has to register. No one has to contribute anything. Just grab the kids, head on down, and have yourself a great evening.
Yeah, and go home with a soccer
and
ball.
And go home with a soccer
which
ball.
Which is like the perfect time in the summer to be gathering some outdoor equipment.
Speaking of summer, this is something that I'm just going to kind of drop on you. But with the Kendrick Pool closed, are you starting to see that activity in the Aquatic Center as of yet?
Yeah. And we actually, you know, in partnership with them, found out what's your summer pass look like, you know, because parents will pay for the whole summer, like a 3-month. And so we looked at those, made sure that we could offer something at that same rate, I think, for adults and even more affordable for kids. Mm-hmm. So that folks who aren't Y members and weren't planning to be don't have to pay a joiner's fee. They just can buy that 3-month pass knowing the pool is going to be closed. And then swim lesson wise too, we've added swim lessons, and then some of our groups like the Children's Center, they're going to do swim lessons at the Y. So we all love the outdoor pool, including all the folks at the Y. And we know this summer we want to still have a lot of aquatics activities, especially around safety, but also open swim.
Okay. So, folks, there you go. If you're used to that rate at Kendrick Pool, giving the kids something to do on a hot day, the YMCA is there to fill that need for you. You do not have to be a member. Just go on down there. And do we just ask, hey, I would like the Kendrick Pool pass?
Yeah, the summer pass.
The summer pass. Okay, fantastic. Now, another one of the biggest issues that parents and guardians actually face in the summer is the scarcity or the outright lack of childcare that's available around here. If you have a child old enough to begin working, childcare is a great first-time job. Liz, we've talked about it before. It's one of my favorite classes. It's something that I wish was available a number of years ago. Tell us about Safe Sitter. You guys are going to have another class soon.
Yeah. This is in partnership with the hospital, and it's awesome. It's a one-day class, teaches boys and girls important skills around babysitting. So not just, you know, kind of some basic first aid, you know, keep them safe, but also, you know, how to handle different behaviors, different ages, how to transition into babysitting so that they set themselves up for success. So my daughter came home from it, and one, she was like, where's our breaker boxes? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? She's like, that's something you should know in case there's an emergency at a house or something happens. And then she also was like, when I start babysitting, I should not start out with infants. That's too much responsibility right away. Starting out with an elementary age kiddo, you know, and she knows those basic child development pieces, you know, they have that conversation together. It's just been really cool. So it's ages 11 to 13. So really targeting our junior high kids, looking for that first chance at responsibility. It's $70, and we'll have a class on Saturday, July 19th. And this is going to be the majority of your day, 8:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. They bring a lunch. It's just a really cool youth development piece in terms of building capacity. I mean, my daughter, I joke, I'm like, you're one step away from needing to be a licensed childcare because, you know, she has a little crew of elementary kiddos that she watches and they walk between the parks, you know, they get ice cream. She delivers them on foot to different little mini camps that are maybe only an hour or two that would be hard for a working parent to do. And it's, you're completely right. It's a hard thing in the summer to figure out that childcare, especially if they were in school.
Yeah.
And so you didn't have to worry about it. And suddenly you're like, oh gosh, I still need to get to work. And if you're like me too, and I can't have my kids calling nonstop.
It happens. I mean, it's one of those situations you don't want it to, but you got to answer that phone when it's the kids at the house. And this this class, Safe Sitter, also teaches them a bit about finances, a little bit about money, which is something that I really enjoyed. I didn't really understand that. And I actually heard a financial expert once say, you can really tell if somebody was taught about money in their adulthood. There's a certain respect for it that has to kind of be taught. And one way you can tell is reach into that pocket of yours and tell me, are your bills folded or crunched?
Oh, interesting.
Because that can actually tell you a lot about somebody. All right, on that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County YMCA. Right after this, you're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
They're your neighbors, ranchers, mothers, teachers, adventurers, and they just happen to be incredible artists. Join Expressions Art Gallery June 4th through the 7th this week from 10 to 5 on Wednesday and Thursday and 10 to 4 on Friday and Saturday. A special show featuring six local artists with decades of creativity. From stunning landscapes to expressive figure drawings, beautiful art, and catering by designing dinners and Sagewood North Cafe. Brushstrokes through time, June 4th through the 7th at Expressions Art Gallery, celebrating community through creativity.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Your business is growing and you need to step up your game. Synergy Shop Aminiums are customizable warehouse spaces designed for trades, startups, and small businesses. They are ready to scale with high ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. More than a workspace, it's a foundation for your future. Synergy Shop Aminiums. Own your space and build your business. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates for a walkthrough. So my buddy asked me what I was doing with a fork in the toaster. Experimenting, I said. Well, the same goes for you tuning up or fixing your own 4x4 side-by-side or lawnmower. Because you won't do it, and if you do it, you'll do it wrong. Look, sticking a fork in a toaster ain't figuring anything out. And you ain't better off just doing nothing. I mean, you could just wait till it bursts into flames and really do it with flair. So don't experiment with your tune-up. Get it done right at Hando Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade. at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides. Perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Now, folks, it has been found that those future parents who attend prenatal care classes show increased confidence, reduced anxiety. Partners show improved communication and support for one another. Parents also have a postpartum preparedness and many, many more benefits from this. Liz, you've got kids. Did you go to like a prenatal class or anything like that?
Do you know, it was interesting. I had my kiddos before we started offering this, and they had something at the hospital at that time, but it was really like
like a Lamaze type of course?
No, I thought it would be that. And it was more like, okay, you know, do you have insurance? Do you want to pre-do your paperwork? all that.
Okay.
And I left. I'm like, I still have no idea how I'm going to get through this. And it was like the unknown mystery. And I'm really excited because with the hospital's partnership, with public health, there's like just a series, Rose Midwife, Willow Creek Counseling, Sheridan Women's Clinic, the Wyoming Rehab, Healthy Habits,
wow.
Healthy Kids, Dietitians. I mean, it is such a cool partnership in terms of like, okay, if we all come together and we do a workshop where there's a series of weeks, you can touch all those things that otherwise can be just paralyzing anxieties for a couple.
Yep.
And bring you together with a whole group of women who are, you're going to look around at high school graduation and be like, these are the people I raised my kids with.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the Y, we want to foster communities and to know we are not the experts on everything prenatal. And so bringing in folks who have awesome expertise to be able to share and to start those conversations with the couple. So it's both mom and dad at the table if they want. And it's just on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6:30. And I was thinking about our next session is July 10th through the 29th. This is for all those soon-to-be mamas who have to be pregnant all summer long.
Oh.
And let me tell
girls.
You, the Y is air conditioned. So it's just a great, I hid out in our basement. I was pregnant, real pregnant with both my kids all summer long. But truly, I just think about it in terms of where would have my emotional and confidence been if I had had something like this.
Yeah.
And I'm just really thankful as I see new families starting out, that this is part of it, and how they've stayed in those connections with other parents.
My ex-wife was pregnant all summer long as well, and you just do everything you can to try and make mom comfortable. But holy cow, when it gets that Wyoming heat hits, you just try and appreciate the fact that it's a dry heat.
Yes.
You just try to find the good in this. But this class, it's so much more. Because we had experience from family members who basically,
sure.
And sometimes would even contradict each other.
Mm-hmm.
But what to expect when you're expecting.
Right.
And then, that series of books. And that's kind of what we had.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of anxiety around that. A lot of trepidation when it comes to the idea of, okay, now once we're actually in there and try to visualize yourself in there, how do we react? What do we need to do if X, Y, Z happens? And boy, you're right. It would just be so, it would have been better if we had a panel of experts and we could go in there with a list of our questions
and
just get those answered. And that's on top of everything that they're going to teach you anyway.
Right, right. It's just when you talk about family as your experts, I remember thinking, I can't walk down the Y halls anymore because every person that sees this super pregnant woman tells me their birth story, and some of them are
kind of terrifying.
And, you know, you shouldn't eat that. You should eat that. You know, all the myths, all the things. And it's just such a cool group in terms of, one, I might not have that question, but I'm so glad you asked that question because that hadn't even occurred to me. Yep. And that community around that is just so crucial. So we have spots. All those spots are for husband and wife, or, you know, mom and dad, all of that. So, you know, we'll just fill it up till the day of.
And I think just being there as a couple.
Yeah.
An amazing bonding experience as well as partners to be able to sit there and go through this entire process together. Now, what's the cost associated, something like this?
So it's $55 for the whole session.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so that's incredible. It's just a whole bunch of volunteers. So, you know, we have just limited costs in terms of, I think there's some basic food.
Gotta have food.
Like I said, air conditioning, food. We're
You've
in
gotta
that
have
spot.
Those bases covered.
Yeah. And just all these community partners are like, no, we wanna make sure we're here and that you're not alone. There's gonna be a village.
Yeah. Yeah. And that village, as you said, is gonna be the same village that you go through the raising of your child with, you know, every parental event, every school meeting. It's all gonna be the same people. And that sense of community can be built within a generation.
Absolutely.
Right then and there. Yeah. Play dates, people who you know going through the same stuff that you're going through. And believe it or not, even anxiety is great when it's shared.
Yes.
You know, it's easier when you share it. And now I'm going to switch gears on you here real quick. We touched on it a little bit. Hiring. Down at the YMCA, you're looking for another female camp counselor. Folks, if you've got someone coming home from college and they're looking for something to do, they like being outside, they like working with children, this is the job for them. What are the positions you got over there?
Yeah. So it's, you know, the switching of the summer crews. And so we have positions in our custodial crew. We have positions in the pool always.
Lifeguards.
Lifeguards. You won't even need... you know, to worry about skin cancer. We're inside.
There you go.
Again, air conditioned. Childcare. It's just really, I'm trying to think if we have any, maybe membership has a spot available, but just some really awesome opportunities to go on the website, see what we've got. And like you said, if you've got a kiddo coming home from college, first-time jobs, you know, we do at 14 start hiring those swim lesson instructors and train them in as their first-time job. And it's just awesome because it's youth development. We actually just crafted a letter that goes home to mom and dad saying, you know, first job at the Y, we see this as part of youth development. These are the things you can help us with in terms of talking about your work ethic and what are the things you pride yourself in, and then also treat it like a job. So one of the biggest struggles we have is the kiddo is trying to do the right thing. They're trying to contact their supervisor when something comes up, all those things. And they'll call and say, hey, I know I'm on shift today, but my mom says we're going to Billings. And just remembering when you had your first job and how your parents helped you in terms of like, no, I got to work.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have that back and forth. And so I've just found it to be incredible when we can partner with parents to give their kids a really soft start at employment. You're not going to have a screamy boss. They're going to understand you're figuring out some things, endurance for a shift. And in return, you know, we're going to work together on just developing some of those skills.
Yeah. And this can lead on. to a lot of different career opportunities. It can even be part of maybe the degree that you're looking for, especially in athletics or coaching or anything like that. It's a fantastic opportunity. All you got to do is jump on the website or go to the YMCA and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking for employment.
Yes.
And I think that'll work. All right. Liz, I want to thank you so much for jumping in this morning and speaking with me. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the YO and some members of the Kraft Brothers. That's right. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Lisa Hansen here with MC2 Real Estate and Land, inviting you to check out this 35-acre property at 201 Hidden Hills Road. Overlooking the serene Little Goose Valley, this beautiful home features 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, a chef's kitchen with granite countertops, large pantry, and a generous dining area. Did I mention the 3-car garage and large shop? With a recent price improvement, it won't last long. Call me, Lisa Hansen, 307-763-3964.
Wrap Plumbing and Heating can handle any job you have, big or small. From new construction to a pesky leaking toilet, the professionals at Wrap Plumbing and Heating are here to assist you. Drippy faucet? Sure. New shower hardware? No problem. Plumbing an entire new house? For sure. Clogs that need snaked? Oh yeah. Wrap Plumbing and Heating has not met a job they can't handle. Too big a crap? Call Dan Wrap at 429-1196.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
The largest RV store in Wyoming has a new location right here in Sheridan. Join us for Midway Onward RV's grand opening, June 5th through 7th, to save big on campers, motorhomes, and boats. That's right. Our manufacturers are offering enormous rebates for our grand opening only. Stop in to see what Sheridan's only RV and boat dealer has to offer. With food, fun, and prizes, we have something for everyone. That's Midway Auto and RV, 1808 Coffeen Avenue, Sheridan, Wyoming, June 5th through 7th.
Mitch, Dave, and JT the Kraft Brothers here, inviting you to the YO Theater for the Kraft Brothers 30th Anniversary YO Show. Shows are Saturday, June 7th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, June 8th at 2. Tickets are on sale now at the YO box office or at yotheater.com.
Come listen to the Kraft Brothers, smooth harmonies, and welcome the next generation of Kraft family musicians.
Start your summer in style with the Kraft Brothers 30th Anniversary YO Show, June 7 and 8 at the YO Theater.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by Wyoming Performing Arts and Education Center Executive Director Aaron Butler, and celebrating 30 years of making and performing music, Dave and JT Kraft of the Kraft Brothers. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show.
Morning. Good morning.
Now, how many Kraft Brothers are there for the folks that don't know?
Oh boy, that's a tough question, actually.
Still finding us here.
Yeah.
Still coming out of the woodwork.
So there's, I mean, there the original Kraft Brothers, there are three originals. But then there are now a second generation of Kraft Brothers and adopted Kraft Brothers. So now there's
what is there,
three,
eight?
Six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
So nine got, Kraft brothers now.
Now.
So of which 8 have the last name Kraft, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I love it.
And Dave's still the biggest one, mm-hmm. which is important.
It has its benefits.
Are you the oldest?
No.
He's just the biggest
just
deal.
Just the biggest.
Yeah. Biggest deal. Yeah.
I'm the biggest yet not oldest brother.
Now, when you guys got into music, how did all of this begin? Where's the origin story?
So we, I think people will enjoy the show because it kind of tells the story a little bit, which is cool. But we all started playing the fiddle when we were little. We would go to fiddle contests throughout the state, and we would play old-time fiddle music, and then Dad learned to play the guitar to back us up, and then we started kind of busking around town and things like that, and we'd go play music, you know, on the porch at the Sheridan Inn or, you know, at the pancake breakfast or something, and we'd play each other's fiddles, and it was kind of a fun little shtick, and people liked it because we were kids making music, you know. And we started to see that people, like, give you money when you play music.
And we didn't have any.
And we didn't have any money. And then also, you know, Mitch was, you know, at that time maybe, like, 14 or 15 years old or something. And maybe not even quite that old. And he started to think, okay, well, you know, the fiddle's all cool and everything, but I would rather do an instrument that maybe some of the girls think is a little better than the fiddle. It just wasn't quite working the way he wanted it to. So he started picking up other instruments. About that time, a guy that owned the Lador in Story, Kent Reindahl, he brought us a bass, like a big upright bass. And he said, oh, you guys could really use this thing. And so it was just a gift. It was awesome. And I was about half the size of the thing. And we started playing that, and David started learning the mandolin. And so our little violin group quickly turned into, you know, an actual musical group that kind of played, like, you know, more old timey music, I'd say, than anything. Right, David? So it was like some fiddle tunes and some old country music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you should tell them, like, how the show transpired. Like, wasn't mom was the president of the board
at the YO.
At the YO. Yeah. 30 years ago.
And then they had summer theater plans of some kind to do a production. And then that fell through. And so my mom reached out to us and was like, hey, would you guys like to be the...
Panicked.
She was like, or maybe it wasn't. Help. Maybe it wasn't. Would you like to? If you know Marva Kraft, she was like, "Hey, by the way, you're going to be the summer theater, whether you like it or not." So anyway, we were doing the first Wild and Woolly YO show that we did, which was all scripted and costumed and all that kind of stuff, which is a little different from this con. This is more of a concert, but. That was 30 years ago, and we became the summer theater at the YO theater.
It's like a 6-week running show, I think.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
There was 5 days a week for six
it
weeks.
It was crazy. One night we played 23 people, I think.
Yeah, and I think we got paid $30. Yeah. So,
it hasn't changed.
we're no longer doing it for money. Like, the primary purpose is not to survive like it used to be. That's the good news.
That's the good news, yeah.
But yeah, it's 30 years, things have changed quite a bit, and life has gotten a lot busier, and it's a lot harder to do now, but it's cool because now we have the next generation of crafts involved. So we got Mitch's sons and JT's sons, and then our brother Mike Evers playing harp with us, and so we're bringing back some of the old stuff, some of the old cowboy tunes and old fiddle music. Which is the roots of our, you know, of our group. So we have a set of just that old time stuff that we used to play at fiddle contests when we were little kids, and then it goes all the way through kind of the modern next generation, more modern sound of and more modern tunes with the youngsters. heavily involved.
It's cool. It's like an evolution of our group. We definitely will have some good nods to the Wild and Woolly Wyo show. You know, there's definitely going to be some shenanigans. And I think people will appreciate that, because that was always a big draw for people. I think most of that is primarily trying to make a fool out of me.
Why were you selected to be the victim?
Oh, I was the youngest.
Just an easy target.
Yeah. And also I'm a strange duck, I think. So yeah. I was always making barnyard noises, and so they decided to just exploit these things, and so there'll be plenty of that, you know.
The 3 decades of making music together.
Yeah.
As you started
at the Wyo, 3 decades.
Yeah, maybe more than that, quite a bit more
before that, but 3 decades at the Wyo, yep.
As you were kind of growing into it and refining who you were as an individual within the group, you said, you know, other instruments were picked up and mm-hmm. things kind of expanded. I'll start with you, JT. Mm-hmm. What instrument really spoke to you and you kind of decided, you know what, that one's going to be mine?
Oh, man. So it continues to be something that just kind of flows in and out. It's really interesting. Originally it was the bass, the when that Doghouse bass showed up, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that Mitch, being the oldest, he led most of the songs, and so
he was a guitar picker.
He primarily played the guitar, and then Dave would play a lot of guitar when Mitch would play the fiddle, and so I ended up on the bass most of the time. The vast majority of the time I was on the bass, and it was also part of the shtick because he was
tiny.
So small.
You were the little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I looked like I was maybe 8 when I was 14. it was actually a little bit unfair.
I was the same way. You're good. Yes.
Yeah. It was a bit unfair because I think people thought, they're like, oh, you should go see this 8-year-old. He's great. He's like, he plays like a 14-year-old. You know, like the show does, it kind of follows the evolution of the Kraft Brothers. I mean, as we grew up, we just started to get interested in different things. I mean, we even had rock bands at a time, like different times growing up, and Dave played the drums for a while. And I mean, we just have been, you know, through this whole, like, you know, and I think it just developed organically. Mitch really got into songwriting for a while, so we would do some recording and we'd settle into instruments that just per his direction, you know, he'd mm-hmm. be like, I want you on that. I want you on that. And so on. And then, you know, I went to college for a while for music and then decided that's not what I liked. So I went to Nashville and so that shaped me a little bit there. But mainly what Nashville did was made me realize how special it is to be able to make music with your family. Nashville is a hard place to make music, and you're never really a part of anything. You're just kind of a tool, or people don't see you as a human.
It's a machine, and yeah, you're a cog.
Yeah, yeah. And so I can't tell you how wonderful it felt to come back and be able to make music with my brothers. That was, I mean, it just clarified it for me. Like, music is supposed to be a joyful thing. And, you know, I didn't know how good I had it being able to make music with my brothers until I went away. And then I came back and I was like, this is what it's all about. And that's the point. I mean, we started even a music store a couple years ago for that very reason, is like, Sheridan supported the heck out of us over the years. And, you know, all of us have jobs. We didn't need anything else. But we were like, you know what? We just think this would be really good for the community. And so we started the music store. And the same thing, when we were getting ready for this show upcoming, it was like, you guys, the easy thing is to not do it, right? Because it's a lot of work. And we're like, but we need to do something for the community. The last time we did this show was 10 years ago. So it's been too long. We tried in 2020 for our 25th anniversary, and then COVID obviously derailed that. So you know, here we are, and everybody said, you know what, you're like, that's the way it is. We do. Sheridan's been so good to us. Let's do a show that everybody's kind of been asking for, and so I'm really excited about it. And then I just really love the generational transition. I think this show is going to be a bit of a passing of the torch a little bit, you know? So, yeah, it's been really cool.
I mean, you guys still look so young.
Why, thank you.
It's
yeah.
Dave's way over the hill.
Yeah.
Dave, when you were kind of finding your niche within the group itself, where did you really like to be? Was it the guitar? Was it, you know what, I'd rather be on fiddle.
I'm the biggest guy, and I've settled into the littlest instruments. which often leads to a lot of terrible jokes and things. But, I end up being, oddly enough, I end up being primarily a mandolin player. I probably hold a mandolin now 75% or 65-75% of the time. I still play some guitar, some bass, some fiddle. But I've probably been primarily a mandolin and fiddle player. Except, you know, when you're singing, you're generally not playing the fiddle, doing this show actually. But yeah, it's, for whatever reason, I've ended up being the
he's
mandolin player,
exceedingly good at the mandolin.
That could be. Yeah.
And then, you know, Mitch is the best of us at the fiddle. Dave's very good, but Mitch is the best. So he tends to play the fiddle the most. We all play all the different instruments, but we do kind of settle in. I picked up the dobro in my late 20s, and I play that a little bit here and there, and that was my favorite for a while. But then now I'm really enjoying the guitar and the fiddle again. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows, and it kind of it's getting interesting again now, because now the next generation of Craft Brothers are percussionists, bass players, guitar players,
fiddle players.
So now we're ending up doing, you know, being backup instruments a lot of times for what they've got going on. Now we've got we almost always have a drummer now, or two.
Yeah.
And now we have electric guitar a lot of times worked into the mix as well, because we have a lot of hands. And then it's been really cool to have the harp too. Mike Evers is an awesome harmonica player and
awesome human.
He's been an awesome human, yes, and has become an adopted Craft Brother, and he rips a few tunes off with us on the harp, and he'll be in the show as an honorary Craft Brother. He's been adopted for several years now, and so he cruises around with us.
When you brought everyone back together and you're like, you know what, we're gonna do a big 30 celebration, was it like, you know, jumping back on a bike? Was it, you know, as you got the group, because you do have the store and everyone's got life, and mm-hmm. now everyone's got kids and you guys are trying to make your own lives. I've only got about 3 minutes mm-hmm. left. But when you all came back together, was it just so natural?
You know, we play a quite a bit together, but the group has evolved so much. So Will... he lives in Birmingham. He's 25 years old, and he was a big part of an evolution in Craft Brothers, because he was a percussionist, and we didn't have a percussionist before that. So we evolved a lot when he was a part of the group. And then he's been, you know, he's living his life in Birmingham and has been gone for several years, and only is occasionally able to come back and make a gig. But then we've been playing with the rest of the group, you know, with some consistency. So now it's just having everybody together and bringing all the, it just feels really super awesome.
It just comes right together. Like you said, Will showed back up in town yesterday, and last night we played a few tunes, and it's not going to take us more than a few minutes to just get it dialed in, and it just feels great. And having grown up together and having the kids grown up, it just like that's also what makes this a lot easier for us than it does for a lot of other groups is like the family thing and the, we know what each other's going to do. Yeah. We know what's coming next. It feels great to have that group together, and it's just easy, and it's really, really fun.
I've been in situations where you grow that closeness, and you guys are actual brothers, you know, but being able to say more in a look than you can for a whole show.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, that means so much, and boy, we can just react to each other.
Yeah.
And we do need to thank Erin Butler for hounding us as well.
Are you guys going to do a show at the Wild? Did she put the Spurs down?
And we didn't respond well either. So thank the Lord that she's relentless.
Yeah.
And because we do want to do this for the community and for the WIO and for Erin, who's been supportive of us for years, and the WIO has been a big part of our lives. Yeah. And we're tickled to do this there, and to have this be the 30th anniversary is kind of pretty cool to be able to do it at this time. And
tell me how I can see the show.
You go to the yotheater.com, and not the, but yotheater.com, and then you just get your tickets. There's two shows, Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 2. And the tickets are selling pretty quickly. I mean, there's some left, but I'd get on it probably. And we feel very exceedingly grateful for that. Chairden is once again supporting the heck out of us, and it's not a surprise, but it sure feels good. So we look forward to putting on an excellent show for everybody.
Erin, excited? I mean, it sounds like you put a lot of work into this.
Well,
my friend.
Just been, as they say, hounding. I would see them play other places, and I'd be like, hey, so anyway, I saw you perform the other day at XYZ, and I'm just wondering why.
You got this whole stage.
Why I keep asking, and you keep telling me no, but apparently everyone else gets a yes.
We're like, well, but we have to really, you know, polish up a show for the WIO.
Yeah, we have to practice.
She's like, just come do a show.
Right.
Just come do a show.
Nobody cares. They just want to see you, myself included. So, yes, I'm thrilled. And it's really an honor to have them back. So we're extra excited.
I want to thank you guys for taking so much time out of your day, because I know you guys are busy with the shop and practice and family. So thanks for coming in and speaking with us today. Thank you.
You betcha. See you soon.
Thank you. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Branded with quality, Shipton's Big R. It's all right here, everything you need, Shipton's Big R.
Dads are born from work. Carhartt Force t-shirts are built for heat. At Shipton's Big R, and just in time for Father's Day, all Carhartt Force t-shirts are now 25% off. They stretch and breathe better. Hey, it's hot outside. Carhartt Force pocket t-shirt technology fights sweat and dries fast so your dad can stay cool and comfortable. You know, not only dads, maybe you also need to take advantage of great savings. And what an assortment of colors. Shipton's Big R is stocked with your size. Now through June 15th, all Carhartt Force pocket t-shirts are 25% off and available at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Branded with quality, Shipton's Big R.